So there's a club called the Salt Lake Open Water Club.
Uh-huh.
That is a club that meets to swim in the Great Salt Lake as well as Pine View, other lakes. It's the club, but the race itself is the Great Salt Lake Open Water Marathon, and it's GSLO is the abbreviation for that race.
I see. Okay. All right. Okay. That's good. So you still have that going on and organizing that and
yep.
I noticed it's scheduled this year again for June 6th.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
And you were telling me beforehand about maybe some of the challenges you might have this year.
Yeah.
In terms of the water level.
Yeah. So we ordered these kayak trolleys to make it so that the swimmers won't have to carry the kayaks across the beach from the south end of Antelope to the water's edge. Last year, I was one of the kayakers, and I had to carry that thing for at least half a mile, maybe three quarters of a mile. And it got to the point where I was just so tired, they ended up just dragging it, and my kayak took a beating. It's just sandpaper just on the bottom of it. So got these trolleys to make it so this year they can pull them, and it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah. So how many slots do you have in the race for this year?
So we have 12. We've already got six that have filled up. It's weird. The first, in 2013, I guess the word had gotten out so much about the success of the 2012 race that it filled up within 2 weeks, all 12 spots.
Oh.
This year is not so lucky, where we've got 8 spots that have been taken up from Oregon, Texas swimmers, California swimmers.
Yeah.
A couple of from Utah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how we can get people from out of state to get on board more than we can in-state people.
Right, yeah. So what about the milestone? Do people have to sign up for that in advance too?
Yeah.
And how are the numbers for that going?
Usually we find that most people sign up for that last minute. We're not too concerned. I think we've got maybe 2 people, but usually we get about 30 to 40 swimmers for that by the time we start the race.
Yeah, and do you have a limit on the number of slots for that? So you can do whatever. Yeah, that's interesting. That takes quite a bit of coordination because you've got to get permits from various places, right?
Yeah, we have to get one from the state of Utah to actually land at Black Rock. And then one from the Utah State Parks to get through the south end of Antelope, as well as to get assistance from Dave to out on the lake to help anybody that might need help. I mean, every year we've had it, except for the first year. In 2013 and 14, we had at least one or two people get pulled for various reasons, being cold or something.
Oh, right.